All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's hop in a few minutes of Mesilas Yesharim before we begin the daf. So we are continuing today in Parak Yotes. So remember again, the Ramchal is describing how chesed is an integral part of becoming a chosid. As the Gemara Masechet Shabbos explains, that Hashem will give you compassion and will have compassion upon you. The Gemara learns to understand that whoever has compassion upon others, the Ribono Shel Olam will have compassion upon them. This is part of the concept of Hashem Tzilcha, that the Ribono Shel Olam is your shadow, the concept of divine reciprocity. The way I behave towards other people is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with me. V'zeh Pashat, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu modeit mida kineged mida. The Ribono Shel Olam acts in a reciprocal fashion towards us. Whoever acts compassionately with others, the Ribono Shel Olam will act compassionately with that person and forgive them for their transgressions. Shari mechila zu dinhu, kevan shumida kinegin midaso. Vuhuma shamru zechoron levracha, lemi no se'avon, lemi sho'over al pesha. So we'll say a really profound idea of divine reciprocity, that if I act in a compassionate and forgiving way with others, then ultimately the Ribono Shel Olam responds in kind to me. What you want out of God, go ahead and give to the other. He goes on, he says, "Umi she'enu rotza lahavdil midosav, o eino rotza ligmol chesed," but someone who does not want to go ahead and be a forgiving person, or someone who does not want to bestow chesed upon others, "Hinei adin shenosin shegam imo lo ya'asu ela shuras adin." So if I'm going to be exacting with others, non-compassionate, non-forgiving with others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act that same exact way with me. Re'eyata, and I will say, is there any of us, is there anyone who could go ahead and literally withstand strict divine justice? In other words, what Ramchal is saying is, we all need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be compassionate. And the way to achieve, or the way to exact HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion, is to be compassionate, loving, and forgiving with the other. The way I act towards you is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards me. The Dovid HaMelech writes, "V'al tovo b'mishpat es avdecho, ki lo yitztak lefanecha kol chai." Amnam, ha'oseh chesed. If a person goes ahead and does chesed, lives a life of chesed, yikabel chesed. We both say it's incredible. Give chesed, get chesed. Give chesed to others, ultimately again, get chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma'ashi yar belasos, kach yar belekabel. The more you give, ultimately is the more you get. The David Hayam is halab midaso zos hatova. David HaMelech himself lived by this trait. Shafil lo sonav hayu mishtad lehetiv. Now David HaMelech went so far to even go ahead and bestow chesed upon those who harmed him. Rabbi said that's even like a different level in all of this. V'zeh ma shenemar v'ani b'chalosam levushi sak inesi b'tzom nafshi v'omer im gamalti shomira. So we'll say that already is even a higher level. So I don't know that Ramchal is telling us necessarily that we have to start with that. That's something interesting to contemplate, the bestowing of good, even upon those who don't do good to me, but at the end of the day, at least to reciprocate, at least to go ahead and treat others who aren't my enemies with chesed. If you give chesed, you get chesed. This is incredible. Included in this, says Ramchal, is not to go ahead and adversely impact or hurt any living creature, even animals. Even animals. So we'll say the idea is interesting. Part of being a Baal Chesed is not to cause suffering to anyone or anything. People, animals. In other words, to become a kind of person who just bestows Chesed. He says whether Tzar Baal Chaim, causing pain to animals, is a biblical prohibition, rabbinic prohibition. The point is, don't do it. Don't do it. And when a person is careful to bestow good upon all of Hashem's creatures, that makes a person into a chassid. Klalo shel davar harachmonos v'atava tzar shetiyeh tekuah b'lev chassid li'olam. The Ramchal says, the klal is that rachmonos, compassion, hatava, desire to bestow good, has to be something that is embedded. Tekuah means like embedded in the heart of the chassid forever. V'tiyeh magamas otamid lasos koras ruach l'brios. And the focus of a chassid, ultimately again, is koras ruach, to do good, to cause inner tranquility for Hashem's creations, v'lo ligro lahem shum tsar. So we'll say it's two levels of what Ramchal is describing. The chassid has to go ahead and maintain the component of chesed. What does it mean to do chesed? So it's interesting. He goes in, it feels like it's the opposite order. The first step is, don't cause pain to other people. Don't cause pain. Don't cause pain to animals. Don't cause pain to human beings. Try to be the kind of person who avoids causing pain. In addition to that, Ramchal explains, is also the concept of ultimately, go out of your way to do good. Go out of your way to do good. What can you do to go ahead and help another individual? And I will say, what's in it for me? What's in it for me is very simple. Give chesed, get chesed. Give chesed to others, ultimately receive that same type of treatment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, beautiful. I will say, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach.